to everybody else who helped open. At this time, I would like to introduce our first speaker,
Gary S. from the Tri-State Area, D.C.
My name is Gary Maddie.
Gary.
Yes. Wow. It's something when you start becoming human again. You know, you get nervous and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, my name is Gary Maddie.
Gary.
You know, they asked me to do the triangle of self-obsession, right? And, you know, I talked to my sponsor, right? And, you know, he said, just tell your story, man, you know. That's all I got, right? The triangle of self-obsession talks about if the little boy and the little girl don't grow up, we're going to die. Remember, my sponsor told me, you know, doing some work, right? He said that I was a fake, phony, and a fraud. As a matter of fact, I was not the original copy of who God made me to be. That made me mad. See, when you tell a little boy the truth, I get mad. I turn 5, want to bust you in the head with something. You know, I know I'm 6'3", but I'm talking about the little boy that's trapped in a grown man's body who never grew up, who sleeps on his little sister couch, who go to jail for nothing. What you here for this time, soldier? Nothing. Because the little boy is backwards. When they handcuffed me, then I start thinking, damn, you shouldn't have done that. It depends on how high I am. Because I might not think or come to once I get over to jail and say, damn, realize where I am. Right? But in order to get better, you got to find out what happened. Drugs is just a symptom of a deeper trouble. And I need to say, man, I'm down here looking for somebody. Every time I come down here, I'm looking for somebody. You know, somebody who think they can't stop using. Somebody that maybe, because I remember this brother from New York said, right? You know, okay, let me say this. I'm looking for somebody that maybe been to 23 detoxes, 5 treatment programs, Lord Reformatory, St. Elizabeth Mental Institute, and talk to psychiatrists and therapists, then I mess around and got a real 30 days. Not the ones I lied about, because I lied about plenty of them. I don't know nothing about the first step principle of honesty. They said, who got 30 days? I run down there. Y'all be clapping. Keep coming back. Keep coming back. When I go sit down in my chair, you just and I start nodding, you know. But whatever happened to me, it had to happen. We have different degrees of rates of recovery and sickness. We don't get better at the same time, thank God. That's why we can share our experience, strength, and hope, and not what I think. So what happened to the little boy? I was created in the best of molds. God created me. I was Missy Lane's son. Well respected. Yes, ma'am. She told me where. No, no, sir. No, ma'am. But then I became the tall one from Bear Farm. That's the projects.
Yes, sir.
I used to hang with trash can, toolbox, and ratting them. And I didn't like my name, Gary. They had those lovely names. They said, who did it? They said, well, then y'all said it was the tall one. I finally got my name. So what happened? I had a father named Monster. We didn't call him Daddy. Monsters used to come home, man, and beat everybody in the house, especially my mother. I think that's when I really kind of like got in contact with praying. I said, Lord, please don't let them be high when they get in there. But usually it fell on deaf ears. Right? See, I believe in cause and effects. I didn't happen to be who I am. Something happened to the little boy, and I need to find out what happened in order for me to go on. I'm going to have to unlearn and relearn. And y'all gonna have to help the little boy grow up. I can't do it by myself. So what happened? He used to be there. She said, baby, every time he whooped, I don't care what damage he inflicted upon her, she would come to me and say, baby, don't you ever put your hands on no woman. I said, all right, Mom. And do you hear me? I said, yeah, I hear you, Mom. So I came home one day. My sister said she had some good news. I thought we were having ice cream and cake. But it was better than that. At 8 years old, she came home. When I came home, she said, Monster D. Buddy, that was the happiest day of my childhood. I ran and got my little sister from the crib. And I sat up in the bed and I started jumping up and down on the bed singing, The Wicked Witch is Dead. That should not have been the happiest day of my childhood, but it was. Been holding resentments against that man for all those years. Don't you mention to me nothing about Father's Day. I don't want to hear it. See, I keep being wounded, but I'm not healing. Something happened. I remember I went to treatment and went to detox and stuff. So my folder was pretty thick. I don't know why I always ran across these little short guys, little counselors. He got my folder. He kept doing like this, flipping the pages. And he'd say, hey, what the hell does he keep whistling for? He said, we're going to have to reach the inner core of a hardcore addict like you. We got to reach the root. Not the branches or the leaves, but the root. Because there's something really wrong with you. But you know, my story tells me I'm in denial. Denial, man, is a great part of my story. Because the streets raised me in the projects, you know, you got to be tough. Because like when my mother died, right, they said, shoot this, go to the funeral. Don't cry and be strong for the rest of the family. So I go to the funeral as instructed, everybody crying but me. Keep being wounded, but I'm not healing. Come on, that guy. You can't see little scars. Come on. You can't see them. But I had to learn, man. Gotta learn. Something happened. I remember this white guy, he had some choice words for my mother, right? And ever since then, I didn't like white people. That's past tense. I didn't. Come on. Because of that one man. I remember I was in a meeting early on, you know, I was still lunching, detoxing. And D.C. was like a lot of black meetings, so happened we slid over to Virginia, and I seen some white dudes in the meeting, and I was disturbed. I said, what are the white dudes doing in the meeting? What are they in here for? You say, "God, this is not the Black Panther Party. This is not Narcotics Anonymous." So, the process of recovery started. I had a real 30 days this time. You couldn't tell me nothing because I knew it was over. I got a real 30 days and I didn't get locked up. I was on the street and I got a real 30 days, but I got my hat backwards and I'm outside the meeting. It's over. And you know, we come around here with bad habits and mannerisms. I don't know nothing about living life on life terms. I'm a little boy. So it come to me and said, "Hey, Gary, let me talk to you for a minute." I said, "Yeah, what's up, Jack?" Said, "First of all, my name is not Jack." "No, man, I was just, No, that's not my name. "Are you high?" "Which one I'm saying? Because I know I got a real 30 days, but I'm who said it? Just pull them out." "Nobody said it, killer. You act like you high. Turn your head around. Don't you know I got a real 30 days? What more do y'all want from me? It's over." So I learned that day, just not using must come first, but it's just the beginning. The disease of addiction can manifest itself in different areas of your life. Now, when I was getting high, I don't know nothing about no tricking. I like dope. So don't be coming in the room dancing all around me, because if you knock that cooker over, don't dance another room. So I'm becoming human again. See, when you stop using, you start to become human again. You start feeling things, and you can't identify what you're feeling because you've never done it, because you are a soldier. You always all right, even when they're shooting at you. My little sister cried, "They were shooting at you." I said, "Man, I'm all right." Even when I was reduced to the status of a bum, here she go again. Washcloths and toothpaste and a little basket and sandwiches and $20. I appreciated that. "Fine. I heard you was in here. Man, I'm all right." Then y'all told me, say, "All right is not a feeling, Gary." Y'all never done that before in my life. I don't know about y'all. Something happened. Why did I run on self-will? You know, mistaken and false beliefs about what a man should be. Men don't cry. I come around here and find out that's why God gave us tear ducts. I hadn't cried in years. So my mother died at 17. I go over to jail, and the guy asked me, "Did I want to buy a Mother's Day card?" I told him no. He came back about 40 minutes later, and I just went off. Because I don't bring closure to anything. I carry baggage. I don't know how to feel, think, and act, so I deal with the secondary emotion called anger. Something's really wrong with me. I believe in cause and effects. If you was a woman and you made X amount of dollars and you had a big house and all these cars and all this stuff, look, I need somebody wounded like my mother. I do. And being that I don't know how to identify my feelings, I ran off emotions. So if a woman came in here and told me about how somebody used to whip her, I think about my mother, and I ride in and save you on my three-legged horse and my butter knife. I'm going to kill all your dragons. I'm going to put your name on my arm and we're going to get married. As simple as that. Ain't nobody going to bother you no more. No more. I got you. And if you're not wounded, run your head into the wall and then come back. You got to be wounded. But you got to get to the root. Sponsorship is the heartbeat of the program. Yeah, how you feel about, you know. And I don't share other people's experience, you know, but it's my story, right? Because we all sick people need to get better. Because I got married right after I got out of the house. But there's nothing wrong with me. I was saying it for years. Why you want me to sit up front? There's nothing wrong with me. Then I had some good friends like y'all. Say, crazy man don't know he's crazy. I'm going to sit up here anyway. You know, then I had to learn how to practice the spiritual principles, right? Because, you know, I thought I really had to straighten some of y'all out. I did. You know, I went back and talked to Trash Can, Toolbox and Rat, because they know how to deal with y'all. And they gave me the information they're supposed to get. Well, I know you ain't going for that soldier. I know you're going to straighten that out. I know you don't get high no more, but hit me right here. Some say, man, get back over there with them old N.A. suckers. My mom said, man, how you feel about that, man? I said, man, I'm all right. He said, no, we found out that you was a fake phone in the fraud a long time ago. You're not a wolf. You're not an android. You're not a robot. You're a human. You have feelings. Identify your feelings. If you can't identify your feelings, you can't get no help. Don't keep running around here talking about you all right. All right. In pride, there's nothing going on. And surely there's a crisis in your life. Well, I ain't never done this before. I'm becoming human again. The little boy growing up.
Come on,
guys. I had to say some stuff like, I feel hurt, betrayed, and I'm feeling homicidal. Rule number one, they said I had a program. See, a lot of times we come around here, we don't need no program. Means plan of action. It ain't how I talk, how it works. So I surrender and won. Go to power greater than me. Then I got to walk on some faith, right? Honesty over faith. See, got to have a foundation. Yeah, got that foundation, man. So, he said, well, we don't go to jail for nothing around here. See, I deal with revenge. I don't know about no spiritual principles. That's why they say we practice spiritual principles. If you do something to me, I need to knock a bone out your head. But not this time, Gary. We're not going to jail for nothing. We're going to hug them. And not with a knife. We're not going to change women's name to bitch. We're going to let them keep the same name their mother gave them. Because we're not going to hold no resentments. Because they kill you. Now, I don't know how God worked, but he worked how he worked. Now, I told y'all, I used to be prejudiced. I raised my hand one day, right? Some of y'all might know Susan, white lady. May she rest in peace, my baby. I asked for some help, man, and all my people left. I said, man, I ain't fooling with that nut. Susan stayed there, man, look. I was sitting here. She gonna slide her chair over to me. Now, don't you know I'm prejudiced? Here she goes. sliding back. That's what you need to do. I said, okay. Now, I live in Ward 8, and those who don't know what Ward 8 is, it's by a mental institute. There were no white people in Ward 8, but the police. So I say, well, let me get out of my hair. She's not coming over here. I was staying at the good Martin Luther King Shelter Trails. I've been reduced to the status of a bum. She's not coming over there. That was neck of the woods. But the next morning, they say, Gary, they found it strange. Say, Gary, some white lady out there looking for you. I said, oh, it must be the police. So I looked, and it was Susan. Oh, boy.
Come on.
Well, they done already said I'm soft, so I might wear cry. They gonna tell anyway, they can't wait. They told when they got soft, we down there crying in the meetings again. Don't give them no package, they gonna take it from me. But anyway, man, she came and got me every day. She got me every day, and she kept saying strange things to me. Me and her, the only one in the car, she would say stuff like, girl, you a winner. You don't have to use no more, even if you want to. I'm looking around, I'm trying to find who the hell she's talking to. I was so caught up, I want to know, how can you stop shooting this good dope? I've been shooting it since I was 16. I thought y'all was lying when you said you had 60 days, and y'all kept lying, said you had 90 days, and a year, and 2 years, and y'all really was lying, talking about you had 200 years. I said, they lying, man. So, I woke up one day, and the miracle wasn't that I have 12 years, 6 months now. That's part of the miracle, right? But the other part of the miracle is that I'm colorblind. I look for, it's the spirit and the people that I listen for. Ain't but two. So the little boy has to heal in order for me to grow up. I never had a cell phone when I came around here. I remember I was on the phone like this. Hello? And the girl told me, man, she didn't, you know, put me on blast, you know. She said, come here, baby. She said, that is not a walkie-talkie. You don't have to do that. So I started walking upright. Went to the men's rap. But this program is so awesome, man, because, you know, the little boy is beginning to grow up. I got a daughter. She was grown. And the little boy, you always run. The guy was talking about his daughter, so I tried to sneak on out to meet him, big as I am. Hey, guy, hey, where you go? You got a daughter, don't you? I said, yeah, man, but my daughter grown. That's why I like the men's rap. They ain't got no titties in the men's rap. They don't have titties at the men's rap. He said, we don't care how old your daughter is, that's still your little baby, then get over there and see about it. And I go over there, I don't know what to say to her. What color you like? Keep going over there. Have another dinner with her. It was funny, man, because after we got comfortable, you know, I could really tell her why I wasn't there. She said, "Daddy, look, just don't do it no more." And then she told me, you know, how I used to embarrass her. She said, one day I was out on the strip, right? And her buddy was with her. Said I was out there dancing with the tree. So her friend said, "Ain't that your father?" She said, "No, he's my father." He said, "It is your father dancing with that tree." But anyway, yeah, I don't know, man, to learn how to do things like, y'all were scaring me. Y'all told me I would have to start paying rent. Oh my God, that's rent. I sleep over the jail and in my little sister couch. And you got to get honest if you want to get some help. So I keep getting honest and I keep getting help. Girl, how come you ain't find a job? Everybody else got a job when I was in transit. How come you ain't got no job? I'm going to tell the truth, but I ain't done it long. Move your hand off your mouth, girl. Now, move your hand. I said, I don't know how to fill out the application. Damn, you can get some help. Come on, go help you. What am I putting in on the application? Have gun, will travel. Yeah, a lot of things mess me up, you know, trying to close up. A lot of things mess me up. A lot of the movies I watched, Have Gun, Will Travel, Fistful of Dollars, Hang 'em High, The Good, the Bad, the Ugly, Rat Patrol, you know, the main one, James Cagney movies. Look, man, I'm on top of the world! All that messed me up, man. Combination of things, right? And I'm going to say this, man, in closing, right? Buddy, I was looking so good when I got off of it. I was looking so good, the boys and girls were hollering at me. So, like I said, the disease will manifest itself in different areas, right? So, anyway, I look in the mirror, I say, "Yeah, Jack, go ahead on out there, player." See, I've never been human, you know. Ain't nobody cussing me out, they like me. But there's one thing about the mirror. The mirror does not show mental scars. I know she look good, but she crazy. So, if I keep hanging around y'all, keep getting honest, keep doing the work, I think the little boy is really going to grow up to be 6'3". Thanks for letting me share.